some brand new, fresh local stuff that was the Nudicles, and it's you and me on the Blurred Crusade. We just had a superset there. We started off with Black Flag and Slip It In from the album of the same title, 1984. Black Flag recently in town. I think they played the Astoria. Originally, they were booked for the Rickshaw. I'm not sure what changed there, but they were at the Astoria. I was going to go, didn't make it. I did see them the last time they were here, but they have a brand new lineup featuring Max Zanelli on vocals, a Canadian, which is always a good thing, David Rodriguez on bass, and Bryce Weston on drums with founding guitarist Greg Ginn. Ginn now 71, the rest of the band in their 20s. They sound really good, just checking them out on YouTube. But the age disparity looks a little strange, but if you can get past that, Black Flag still rocking and rolling. And then we had Dead Kennedys, I Fought the Law from 1987's Give Me Convenience or Give Me Death. That track originally done by the Crickets. And then a big hit for the Bobby Fuller Four. And then we had local band Subhumans, 1979, from Vancouver, Complication, listed as Urban Gorilla. But I notice on their debut album, the Subhumans, Incorrect Thoughts, they're calling it Urban Gorillas, so they added an S at some point. And then we had DOA from North Burnaby, Woke Up Screaming, a 7-inch single, vinyl, a nice little record that my buddy Shane gave me. One of their early releases, looks like photocopied sort of cover. Of course, Randy Rampage on bass and vocals, Chuck Biscuits on drums and vocals, and Joey Keithley, Joey Shithead on guitar, lead vocals, recorded at Ocean Sound, Vancouver, like I said, 1978, and engineered by Edward John on Sudden Death Records. Getting right back into the music, this is The Sound on the Blurred Crusade.
Take you out of your way. inside of you, where it all goes unseen, but coming to life in your wildest dreams.
To the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk, with your host, Todd McCluskey, on CJSF 90.1 FM and online at cjsf.ca.
order.
And a ceremony on the Blurred Crusade. Looking online, I'm noticing Peter Hook and the Light, September 27th at the Commodore. Peter Hook, formerly of New Order and Joy Division, seems like here for his annual gig. I did see him once a couple years ago. A great show if you're a big fan of New Order and Joy Division. I may check that out, September 27th. And then we started the set off with a double shot of The Sound. The Sound formed in South London, active from 1979 to 1988, featuring the late, great Adrian Borland on vocals and guitars. Never quite hit it commercially, often compared to the psychedelic Furs, U2, Echo and the Bunnymen, and Joy Division. And we heard the tracks Wildest Dreams from Head and Hearts, 1985, and then Winning on Vinyl from 1981's From the Lion's Mouth. This right now is The Clash and Jimmy Jazz from London Calling, right here on the Blurred Crusade.
So go look all around.
job.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Sixties.
from 1980, featuring David Fenton on guitar and vocals. That was The Vapors and 60-Second Interval from the album New Clear Days, coming to you again on vinyl. Lots of vinyl today. And then we started the set off with The Clash from 1979 and Jimmy Jazz from London Calling. This is the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. Todd with you, as always, on this Wednesday. Thanks for joining me today. Just to remind you, you can check out all my podcasts on cgsf.ca. And Mike Shepherd is here next with The Noise of Carpet.
You've been listening to The Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, Todd McCluskey. Join us again next week for more Blurred Memories.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Hi.